Got to preview that Southwest Conference meet. Coach, it's been a phenomenal year for Co-Z boys. Wow. Wow. It's right from the get-go. You knew things were going to be pretty good with the kids coming back. And, boy, you see Jaden Hoffmaster in the UNK indoors. I'm following the results, and I see he popped a 24-foot jump indoors on the first meet. It set the tone, and it's been a great, great spring, hasn't it?
Yes, that was a really fun one. He was looking at me like, do I need to take all my jumps? Because he's used to having to triple jump afterwards. So we try and save a little bit for triple jump. And I'm like, no, we're just long jump today. We're focused on it. Just go pop a school record. Yeah, like break your own school record. And he goes and jumps that thing, and we were just jaw dropped. I was just jaw dropped, didn't know what to think, and then all of a sudden they start raking. I'm like, oh no, wait. And so at first we didn't think that. Then I went and talked to the official about getting a measure for state record purposes, and he's like, oh, they won't do indoor records anyway, so don't worry about it. And then it turned out that they would, so we went back and submitted it, and they got it all fixed anyway. So the NSAA did end up giving him the state record for it, so that's awesome.
And it wasn't just a one-time deal. He's jumped it again a couple of times, so he's really been consistent this year, hasn't he?
He really has, yeah. He hit 24 feet again at Gothenburg, and he's been on the verge of jumping next to 24 feet multiple meets, where he's hit 23.10, he's hit 23.11 and a quarter last week. So, yeah, the kid is built for jumps.
And I'm sure he wants to get that triple jump up there in the 45s or higher as you get toward the conference districts and state too, doesn't he?
He does. We kind of made the decision last week that we're like, hey, let's rest this triple jump a little bit, save it for conference. And he's like, I'm just going to focus on lots and lots of drills because that's what I need to do to lengthen up. Because we got to really lengthen up that second phase. And so if he figures it out, it's going to happen. So.
He also runs part of that 4x1 relay, Coach. You're down in the 42s, and I'm sure that foursome and yourself say, hey, we can run faster in this, you know, over the next course of maybe next couple of meets. There's no shutting it down. Let's run a little bit faster.
You're correct. We are 400ths from our school record, actually. And so, we're thinking we really want to try and break that because they set that record last year with Boston Irish on it, and but the other three boys were the same, and now Brayton's on it, and they're like, hey, we got to make this a little bit faster this year. So they're really hoping to get that down a little farther. Plus, that one's sitting really well in the state, sitting third in the state right now. So
we all know how good Boston Irish was in your vault last year, but you've got another senior, Brayton Snyder, who's picked it up the slack and, you know, flirting with 15 feet. He's right in the thick of things as well, isn't he?
He has, and he's got the height. If we can just put it all together, he can easily get over 15 feet too. It's just a matter of getting the right jump with the standards in the right spot type of thing.
Bryce and Snyder in the sprints, Coach, has been pretty special in the 100. The 200's down the 21s. He runs near 4x1. Boy, that kid's fast.
He's been our workhorse for several years now. And so, yeah, he's got the speed, and he's finally putting it together in that 200 as well, even with that ran a 21.85 yesterday, finally broke the 22-second barrier.
I know a lot of your top kids are upperclassmen, so it's good you look to the future. You've got a Ramirez kid who in the 200 and the 400 is just a sophomore has really come around for you as well.
Yeah, we were sitting there talking about how to run a 400, and trying to explain how to you don't slow down with it, right? You just kind of like relax and try and not to press. And he suddenly just like, oh, it clicked for me. Like he ran it out of the slow heat, runs this 51 time. And it's like, where was this whole time? He's like, it made sense.
Boy, you look at the throws, Coach, and it's wide open when it comes to your district and who you're going to see in your district. So, you know, you've got a couple of kids, you know, and the throws who are right there. I mean, it's 154 in the discus is the top, and then, you know, 51 feet. The Ellis kid from Broken Bow is right there, but your throwers are right in the thick of things as well, aren't they?
Yeah, always been always been one of our discus specialists for a few years now, and he's really got a handle on that. One of these days, it's going to click, and he's going to hit a big one. But he's been consistently in that 140s all year long, and so he's kind of our discus specialist. And then the Miles Ide and Colin McFall have really been coming on strong in the shot put, and have really been figuring it out, starting to click for them.
Well, it's going to be a terrific Southwest Conference meeting. You get a chance to host it. Got to be glad it's right in your track there. That's going to be kind of fun on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always nice to get a track meet at home. And so being Southwest Conference here is just going to be great.
And, of course, you got, I think, back-to-back meets because you got the Southwest and you got your own invite, I think, the next week too, don't you?
Yes. And so it actually kind of makes it easy because we'll have everything all set up and just keep it that way.
Of course. And have you been pretty much injury-free, knock on wood? You haven't had a lot of major stuff, maybe some pulls and strains, and that happens every now and then. But as far as, any major stuff, that's you stayed away from that?
We have one of our freshmen who got hurt during basketball season. We haven't seen all year long, and he probably would have been able to contribute. But otherwise, yeah, it's just a few pulls and strains where we're like, we need to back off this week or next week, and then they're right back at it. So we've been pretty lucky in that regard.
Well, Coach, I know you, I'm sure your kids especially, look at athletic.net and they look at all the state charts. You've got the horses this year on the track and the field events. Hey, we can make a run at a Class B state title. You've got all the necessary parts right there, it seems like, to make a run here in a couple of weeks.
You never know when you get down there because I've got a lot of kids who had a chance to place, and if they all manage to compete well, you never know what's going to happen.